Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. We are calling this morning the fourth Sunday of Advent, and we're calling tonight the Christmas Eve service. So we're sort of going to cross over a little bit here towards the end of the service. But we're so glad that you're here with us this morning as we continue to watch and wait for Jesus' coming among us. We're excited that this morning one of the ways that we're celebrating is with our choir cantata, so the service looks a little bit different than it usually does. The choir is singing quite a few pieces this morning. We'll have the readings interspersed with that. I think, would ask that if you feel moved to offer support and acclamation in the way of applause, hold that till the end of the choir's pieces, and then we can do that at that point. We certainly do hope that many of you will be back with us this evening for our Christmas Eve candlelight service, which starts at 10 o'clock, and we've got music starting at 9:30 with a brass trio and a woodwind trio, and we've got singers and handbells, so plan to be here at 9:30 for that service this evening. Do want to let folks know that I'm going to be out of the office this week. So if you're having a hard time reaching me, that's probably why. You can still try me if there's an emergency that comes up. If you can't get me, you can check with our short-timer council president, Chip Blower. And then I'll mention, too, that starting the beginning of the year, we have new officers for our congregational council that I don't think we've made a public announcement about. The congregational council president is going to be Neil Clark, the vice president, Wendy Lohr, and we twisted Kara Conrad Feeney's, we twisted her arm into continuing on as our secretary. She does a great job in that role. So I just wanted you to know those folks are going to be the folks that you'll see coming next year. As we look forward to the new year, I do want to make sure that you know that we are going to have several baptisms and receive some new members on the 7th of January, so try to be there with us on the 7th to welcome those folks. I think that's everything I'm supposed to point out this morning. Are there other announcements we need to be aware of? I'm not aware of any prayer shawls this morning. We don't have any this morning. We will wish happy birthday then this week to Betty, Eugene, Calvin, Jimmy, Elisa, and John. And we don't have any anniversaries in the congregation that we have here. Are there other folks we ought to add to that list? Oh, Chip notes that we ought to also say Jesus, Son of Mary. Yeah, happy birthday. Yeah, that's tonight, Chip. You got to hold off. We're still on Advent 4. Okay, this week. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Well, let's pray for those folks. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
With the changes to the service today to accommodate the choir cantata, we went ahead and decided that we were not going to have a children's church today. There is, of course, the nursery down there if you need it. And if we have some sounds of young children, I think that's probably appropriate for a service that looks toward the coming of the birth of God among us as a child. So just wanted to let you know that. We stand as we begin our worship on page 94 in the front of your book. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by Christ's authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn this morning is number 257. We're only singing the fourth verse. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that would obstruct your mercy, that willingly we may bear your redeeming love to all the world. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated.
We gather to tell the story of Emmanuel, God with us. We gather to remember this story, to wait and watch for him to come again, even now. Come, Lord Jesus.
Comfort and joy, glad tidings of comfort and joy. God created human beings to love and be loved. God chose his greatest creation for this, but they did not choose God. Again and again, they kept turning away. But God did not give up. He kept calling. He kept loving.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
Though they walked in darkness, the people of God remembered his light. They tried everything to get back to God themselves, but they could not. They cried out in their distress. God heard them. He had a plan. Because they could not get to him, he would go to them himself.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
The people walking in darkness shall see a great light. The people walking in darkness, on them a light shall shine.
The people walking in darkness shall see a great light. The people walking in darkness, on them a light shall shine.
And the glory of the Lord shall be
upon his shoulders. The people in darkness shall see a great light. The people in darkness, on them a light shall shine. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor. He shall be called Mighty God, the Mighty God. He shall be called Everlasting Father, the Holy.
The people of God had walked in darkness so long that they did not remember how to live in his light. So God made a plan to prepare their hearts for him again. He sent an angel to a priest named Zechariah with a message.
The angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will bring many of the people of Israel back to the Lord their God. He will go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to make ready a people prepared for the Lord."
Through John, God prepared the world for himself. John told the people to turn from their darkness. He told them what God was like so they could recognize him when he came.
Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation. God would come, but not in the way his people had expected. He did not come as a mighty king or as a mysterious force. He came as a baby, born to a woman named Mary.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. Her name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
God was teaching his people about himself. He does not come with force, but with humility and tenderness. He does not come through human action or will, but by his own perfect plan and loving power. Through Mary, God taught his people how to receive him through grateful surrender.
"I am the Lord's servant," Mary responded. May your word to me be fulfilled. God had done it. Jesus, Emmanuel, had come for his people once and for all. Though the world did not know that anything had changed, everything had.
So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger.
Though the world did not yet know the good news, heaven could not contain its joy. The angels were amazed at the beauty of God's plan and depth of his love. An angel announced the good news to some shepherds, and immediately all of heaven was lit up with rejoicing over what God had done.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Gloria, we sing glory in the highest, peace to all the earth. Gloria, we sing glory in the highest, celebrate the Holy Savior's birth, His holy birth. There were shepherds in the lonely fields, guarding flocks of sheep by night, when suddenly the darkness and sky was ablaze with heaven's light. Celebrate the Holy Savior's birth, His holy birth. Go to Bethlehem, you'll find the child in a lowly cattle stall. In scarlet clothes, a bed of hay, but a king, the Lord of all. The shepherds marveled at the news as the angels echo back the joyous strains. Gloria, we sing glory in the highest, peace to all the earth. Gloria, we sing glory in the highest, celebrate
the Holy Savior.
Gloria, we sing glory in the highest, all the earth. Gloria, we sing glory in the highest, celebrate the Holy Savior's birth in holy birth. Glory to God on high.
God had come for His people. He showed them how to live with His life. He showed them how to die with His death. And He offered them a new life, a new way, as He rose from His own grave. He did this not just for one moment in history, but for all moments yet to come.
Of the greatest of His government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over His kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
Begotten, ere the worlds began to be, He is Alpha and Omega, He the source, the ending key of the things that are, that have been, and that future you shall see, evermore and
full of grace, where the Holy Ghost conceived.
God has come for us. We are the people who have walked in darkness, who have chosen our own path. We are the people who have tried to earn our way back to God and failed. We are the people whom God has never forgotten, never stopped loving, never stopped choosing.
My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
People of God, he came for us. He is coming right this moment. He will come each time we turn to him. He is born into our world every day, and with his arrival, he brings his kingdom right here, right now.
His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised. Your light overcomes the darkness. Though we have wandered, your love is steadfast. Though we may lose our way, you have made a way. Though our fear is great, your joy is greater.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, Christ the Lord.
Sing joy, joy to all the world. Sing joy, joy to all the world. Sing joy, sing for joy, sing joy, sing joy. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Every
together. Give us ears to hear your call to serve your kingdom and send us out to those who are hurting and in need of good news. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, you bring down the powerful and raise up the lowly. Where war rages, shatter hatred with forgiveness and peace. Where fear rules, make your all-powerful and eternal presence known. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, you remember us with mercy, as you have done for all generations. Fill us, comfort us, strengthen us, and enlighten us. Make your will known to all in need. Today, we especially pray for Burnett, Jane, Marshall, Bobby, Jana, Madeline, Barbara, and all those we name now. Lord, in your mercy, Lord, you called Mary to bear your son. We pray for pregnant women, for mothers and fathers of infants and small children, and for all couples who bear the pain of infertility, miscarriage, or stillbirth. Lord, in your mercy, God, your kingdom has no end. With your servants throughout time, women and men, old and young, unite us forever in your reign of peace and joy. Lord, in your mercy, we raise our prayers to you, O God, in the name of the one who is, who was, and who is to come, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of Christ's peace.
You made some funny faces. It was so funny. At what point you turned to Sarah and you were like, I think you know it's great.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new, in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you in Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. It's the feast of all the baptized. You may be seated.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. We'll say together our mission statement, which is on page 5 of your bulletin. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.